potatoes, 4. 5 potatoes, 6 potatoes, 7 potatoes, 4. 1 potato, 2 potatoes, 3 potatoes, 4. 5 potatoes, 6 potatoes, 7 potatoes, more. Potatoes.
Welcome to the Potato League Podcast with your host, Dan Fleming and Tom Crosman.
Thanks, TJ.
Thank you, TJ.
Welcome to episode 139.
Yeah.
Of Potato League Podcast. We're starting even later than usual. It's 4:53.
Yeah.
Eagles game went into overtime.
Every game in the NFL this week is apparently going into overtime.
So. Amazing. Eagles lost in overtime, which was bad enough. I was nervous about that game going in. I hate the term trap game, but it was a trap game.
Mm-hmm.
They just matched up in the right places, even though Tennessee's not very good. Tennessee just kind of finds a way to win every week, mm-hmm. and I still don't think they're very good. But anyway, Mariota's very good today. The real kick in the ass for me was that I'll check the numbers, but the guy that killed the Eagles, including the game-winning touchdown, where is he on my bench here? I just gave away my exciting thing. Was that, yeah, he was on my
surprise,
bench.
He's on your bench.
Yeah, Corey Davis, 31.1 points, 9 catches for 161 and a touchdown. Also had Alshon on my bench because it was his first game back. I didn't know how much he was going to play. Plus, he only practiced once this week because he got the flu. The whole fucking team had the flu this week. So he's playing in his first game, 8 for 105 with a touchdown and 24.5 points.
That's pretty
so,
good.
Yeah, in my, like, I had Kenyon Drake in. He had 2.6 points. I'm done with Kenyon Drake.
Aren't you and I playing head-to-head in one of our leagues, too?
Yes, in my league, the home league. The PLP league, I'm playing TJ. It's close now. Neither one of us are doing very well. He also has got a big bench mistake.
Oh, yeah.
Much like me.
Much
but again,
like me dropping that same player this
right,
week.
Right. TJ's got Mitch Trubisky on his bench. Who went off for 350 and 6 touchdowns today. But like I was telling Dan, who dropped him in our league this week, you both made the right move.
Yeah.
I mean, this shit happens. You can't...
No one was going to predict
yeah,
he was
if
going
you,
to blow up like that.
Right. I mean, he'd been terrible. He'd been terrible all year. This shit happens. You've got to try not to beat yourself up over stuff like that.
I'm not.
Right, yeah. But the way I do it is the only time I feel bad about points on my bench, because really what it means is you have good players mm-hmm. if you have points on your bench. I'm not one of those people who wants my bench to score 0. No, I want them to be good players. But the only time I beat myself up about it is if I was legitimately thinking about, you know, one over one person versus another one. You can't just take. You'll drive yourself nuts if you just take a guy that scores a lot of points on your bench. Oh, if I had not played this stud that didn't score today, I would have won. Well, no one would ever do that.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I hadn't even thought of starting Trubisky at all.
No, God, no.
Not
no,
once.
You wouldn't. You wouldn't. There's
so
no reason to.
I don't feel bad.
Right. Like, David Johnson has been bad all year. All year. It's only week 4. But he's been bad so far. And he was the number 3 pick overall. Now, he plays a different position. But I could have flexed him and played Corey Davis.
Mm-hmm.
Never in a million years would I play Corey Davis over David Johnson.
No.
It's... You can't beat yourself up over that. So, I guess we started right there with the fancy stuff. We could take a run around the PLP league.
Yeah. I haven't checked anything yet today.
I'll go... What I should do is go to... Because when we do it before, we...
we're mid-game.
Yeah, so I'm going to go back to last week and just go around. Eric Curtis won, beating me, which is honestly no big feat. but that one actually went down to the wire. I actually lost that at the end of the... Because I think it was the Monday night game.
Yeah.
And I lost that one. Yes. So I'm 0-3, he's 2-1. Dan, you
and it wasn't
put up
even
points.
And it wasn't even that close.
No.
Because I was like up 60 points going into that guy's final game.
Yeah.
And he had two players on the same team, whoever the Monday night game was.
It would have been
Green Bay, maybe? I don't know.
I guess I don't remember what the Monday night game was. Oh, over here. No, it was not Green Bay. It wasn't that. It was I don't know.
Maybe I'm thinking of our league from last week. But whatever it is, yeah, I had a great week. Matt Ryan threw up some points. He threw up some points again today, so.
And you had you scored 161 with a minus four from your defense.
Yeah. Which, from the looks, it's going to be that way again this week, because they've already put up San Francisco's already put up 14 on them.
Yeah, and one of those is not the defense's fault. It was a pick six.
Yeah.
So the defense, you know, they have to do that for fantasy purposes, although I guess they could figure it out how to not count those points against your defense. But
yeah, your defense wasn't on the field when those points scored.
Yeah, it's like, thanks a lot, assholes.
Yeah.
So back to the scoreboard. So that win
this
put you at 2-1, and Eric at 1-2. I think Eric's only win is against me, but again, that's not hard. Mm-hmm. Stephen Miller 3-0 with a good score, 148 over TJ, 1-2. TJ's probably going to go 2-2 because he's playing me today. Dr. Nick lost a
Mike knows what Mike's he's team doing. Is good. Though. Mike knows what he's doing.
Well, he's
not that Nick doesn't, but
Mike. Let's just say Nick doesn't.
Yeah, Dr. Nick, you do not know your fantasy football. Sorry.
And friend of the show, Rob. I guess they're all friend of the show. It's just that he has the nickname of friend of the show, Rob. Friend of the show, Rob. 3-0, just like his Tampa Bay Buccaneers, overachieving.
Yeah.
I say that was a backhanded compliment.
Yep.
Over Goose, who was 1-2, and then Kyle and nephew Liam. Kyle went to 2-1, close one, both low scores, but you're going to win some stinkers.
Yep.
That one was 193.
For most of it, neither of those two would have beat anybody else.
Yeah, it looks like, those were the two lowest scores of the week.
So they just happened to be playing the right opponent that week to make
it
close.
That's just the way fantasy football goes. You're going to lose a game where you're the second highest scorer of the week, and you're going to win a game where you're the second lowest.
I hear tiny footprint. Both children were trying to sneak up and murder us, apparently.
Yeah, that was something.
Yep.
And Robin has no idea where either one of them are.
Well, he's wearing his karate outfit.
She's just
so
yelling.
He's quick.
She's just up there. Where are you guys?
Hi, Tilly.
They're
Tilly's
getting
carrying around a flute, a baby, and a bottle of water.
Hi, buddy. They're on their way to karate. Bye, honey. Have fun at karate, bud.
I
don't know if Tilly's going to make it up the stairs.
I'd have to put down the flute.
She's
or the bottle of water. And the baby.
Hold the curtain back so we can monitor her process. Oh, she's got a handle now.
Oh, yeah, she's the big...
Now she's got assistance.
Oh, you're a good brother, Colin.
No, that's Robin.
That's Robin? Oh.
You're doing what you should do then, parent. You're fulfilling your parental duties. Moving to this week, TJ and I, it's really close between we are a combined 1-5.
Yep.
Holy
Jesus, tell me Eric doesn't have people playing till later. No. He's just got a lot in play right now. Brady Bunch not having a great week.
Well, let me see who's on his team, because he could just be early in a lot of them. Brady didn't have a whole lot. Jordan Howard had a bad day. Jordan Howard had a bad day because it's weird, because they scored 48 points.
Yes.
And Mitch Trubisky had 6 touchdowns. So those are tough. Those games are tough to swallow when it was just because the other side, the other part, whether you have a back or a receiver, where the other side of the offense.
Another field goal as time expired.
Wow, they moved it all the way down?
Yeah.
They only had like a minute, didn't they? I forget what I was going to talk about. It doesn't matter. You had Mike Evans who didn't score a whole lot. Eagles defense obviously did not do well. Right now, and like all of your guys have gone. Although you've got Lynch and Jarvis Landry going with Kelsey going tomorrow
still
night.
Go, yeah. I'm going to have another good week, it looks like.
Yeah, it looks like you should win easily. That combo of your two Rams has been...
they've been awesome.
Unbelievable.
They've been putting up points.
Their offense is... they might... Mm-hmm. You know, people were talking about it after that game the other night that... They might be the best trio at the end of the year. They might be the best trio of wide receivers ever. Like, as far as just, you know, total yards, total catch, all that stuff. They had three receivers. They had four people other than Goff, the quarterback, who had like 60. They had four guys put up 25 or more fantasy points.
Jesus.
Four in the same game. Three receivers, all over 100 yards, and then Gurley did his thing, which was like, you know, 80 yards rushing and 60 yards receiving, stuff like that. Yeah, crazy, crazy offense.
Yeah, and Landry's been doing real well for me
so
far this year in both leagues. I have him, so.
Liam out to a big lead. Oh, the battle of two of the 0-2 teams. Liam is out to a big lead, 101-32 over Dr. Nick. Nick's still got four yet to play, and he's only got three in play, so he's really barely gotten started.
Got to battle the undefeateds, though, there, too.
Oh, boy.
Mike and Rob.
Mike and friend of the show, Rob. Right now, it's projected to be really close, 118-114. Rob's got two yet to play, and he's got three in play. Because Mike has, well, obviously he's got Mahomes, so he's going tomorrow? Is that the Monday night game, or is that tonight? Either way, that one's going to come right down to the wire, and then the last game is Kyle and Goose. Right now, Goose he's got five yet to play, and he already has 80 points, so he should sail to victory in this one. Putting both of them at 2-2, unless something crazy happens. Moving on.
Check out our league. Not our league, not the POP league. Your league is doing. I haven't seen
how the one that only you and I
care
about.
Holy shit. I'm going to get killed by the looks of it by you, but I'm impressed that I've got 84 points so far.
I don't know. It was a lot worse a little while ago.
Yep.
I had Gronkowski again was bad. Other than that, I haven't.
Holy shit! Gabriel went nuts. Oh god, though, that hurts. Look at that on my bench.
What?
Cohen.
Yeah,
I benched him
again.
We benched him this week.
Yeah. That's hard. Mm-hmm. But again,
benched him for Riddick.
Yeah.
Oy.
Again, I don't think you made the wrong call.
No,
and but it does suck that you had him in.
From what you're projected at, it wouldn't make a difference anyway.
Well, hopefully the secret to my success is Alvin Kamara. Obviously, every time he scores over 40, I win. I know that's weird.
Shocking.
It's one of those things like all those dumb sports stats. Like anytime he throws six touchdowns, they win. It's like that's about right. That's going to happen. Mm-hmm. But my two wins have been the 2 weeks where Kamara had over 40. The week that he only had like 25, I lost. That's the one where you and I are playing, so no one else cares about that except for us. What do we have for topics? I did no prep work.
Oh, Jesus. I just did a little bit of prep work yesterday because I came up with a neat idea. One of the things that has been in the news this week and just pissing everyone with a heart off, essentially, is the Kavanaugh nomination for the Supreme Court and how he is a giant frat boy douchebag, essentially. Yeah. And it made me think about so many movies of our childhood that was the villain.
Yeah.
Was Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
So I came up with a list of...
I mean, he checks every box.
Oh, he does. He does.
Of the...
Privileged. Yep. Rapey vibe. Yep.
Seems to be a dick to other people.
Yep.
Feels
when you
like
call
he is,
him out on something, he's...
Yeah, that's the thing. That's the telltale sign of that personality is when they're called out on something, it's... They go, as Matt Damon said, right to it. They're going to start at 11 and go to 15.
Yes, for those of you who did not watch the Saturday Night Live cold open, go to YouTube right now. Pause us. Go listen
glorious.
To it. It's amazing.
It's one of the longest cold opens I've ever seen. It's 13 minutes long.
I'm like, are they going to do the whole episode?
Is this it?
Is this all they're going to do? Because I know that...
but they brought out...
What's her name? Iggy Azalea. Jesus. Whoever it was. The musical guest who canceled.
Oh, I don't know who it was.
Ariana Grande.
Yeah.
And they brought in Kanye, which did not go over terribly well.
No, I thought that was an interesting choice.
Yeah. Dancing in a Perrier bottle costume.
He's a douchebag.
And making a speech about Trump.
He's a douchebag.
He is. He's also, though, he's a Kavanaugh.
Yeah.
Yes, I discussed this at list as the toxic, self-absorbed, misogynistic, entitled frat boy, douchebag, man-baby character.
Yeah.
And I came up with a list of about 16 people from movies that fit that. So I have that. I don't know how much else I have. The
The Dark Phoenix trailer was this week. Underwhelming.
Something else was, too.
Well,
I will say that about the Dark Phoenix trailer is that it was...
Okay, I've got a couple things here.
There was another trailer this week, though. What was it?
Was there?
Yeah.
Shit, I don't know.
We are prepared. Yeah. I'll say this about the Dark Phoenix trailer. Underwhelming, yes, but I don't not want to watch it.
Oh, no, I'll still watch it.
You know? Like, I didn't want to watch Apocalypse.
Yeah.
And I've tried to watch it twice, and I still don't know how it ends.
I guess one of the things we can jump right into here, because it's not going to take long, I posted a link to a Kickstarter.
I like how many of these are Ben Affleck.
I know. there's a game called Baemin. It's a Nicolas Cage card game. It's essentially Old Maid using all of his movie characters.
Okay.
And it's like, here, I'll show you, sorry folks at home, but it's got, like, you know, fun illustrations. Oh, yeah, yeah. I backed it. I want that.
I want that in my life.
Yeah. That's something I could play. I mean, it's Old Maid, so it's easy.
Sure.
We had the Outbreak Day on Wednesday.
Yes, did you get your theme?
No, I did not get my theme.
Oh, boy.
But what I did get, I ordered the Last of Us Original Score LP.
Oh, you did?
I did. I was not...
This was the free theme.
Oh, that's a nice theme. I don't really mess with themes on my thing. I probably should at some point.
I mean, you can still get it. It's just $3.99. It was free that day.
Yeah.
The dynamic theme for your PS4 is Ellie. And the cool thing about it is she kind of overlaps the tiles in the back.
They all go behind her head, yeah.
Yeah, that's it was cool. That and a pack of avatars.
Yeah. Yeah, they had that. They had a Ellie t-shirt, which was, eh, I didn't really care for it.
Yeah, I was a little underwhelmed by the stuff in the store.
I was, too. I expect... I'm like, you're making a big deal of this.
Yeah, they also made a big deal about the retooling of the store and stuff, that like, a couple months ago.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know, maybe I was looking at the wrong thing. I don't know.
No, I mean, I mean, come on. This is...
I also had a hard time finding it.
Yeah.
Like, even finding...
I only found it because I found an article that had the direct link.
Yeah, that's... Yeah. I had to go back on Twitter to find where... either PlayStation or Neil Druckmann or someone had tweeted it out, and that's how I had to find it, because I couldn't. And I, this is how I had to get the goddamn... This is the other thing. The theme... Now we're bitching.
Mm-hmm.
The theme, you could not find it on your... from the PS4.
Yeah.
On the store. You could search Last of Us Part 2, you could search Ellie theme, anything, nothing. You could not find it. I had to go onto my laptop, go to the PlayStation internet site... Get it there, and then remote download it to my PS4.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
Yeah, I mean...
That sounds easy.
Well, and the other thing was, I had missed it, and it was only up 24 hours, and it was 8 a.m. Pacific, it was going away, so 11 a.m. here, and I saw that at, like, 10 after 10
Ooh.
That morning, and I was like, shit, so I'm scrambling around trying to save $3.
Yeah.
You know, sweating.
Well, that's the type of thing. Like, come on, just make it free anyway. You really... Well, I mean...
Yeah, yeah.
Just
yeah.
Go ahead. Make it free.
I do like that most of the time, most games... it wouldn't specifically be that one, but if you pre-order it digitally, it comes with a dynamic theme.
Mm-hmm.
I think that should be the standard.
Yeah.
Because I do like to change it up. I like different. I like using different themes. But... That should be the standard. I understand. I mean, obviously, it's a big moneymaker selling crap like that. But I won't pay for it.
Yeah.
You know. But I have dozens and dozens of themes.
yeah, mine is still blue.
yeah.
Mine is still blue. I don't use the themes. I don't really care. But, I mean, the double LP is nice. It's volume one, so there will obviously be a volume two. And it's got... Like, really cool. You can probably see the it's like almost like a Star Wars.
Oh, I like the vinyl, yeah.
Yeah.
It's the spore.
Spore green?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I really like it. It's won't be coming until, like, November.
Oh, really? Is it not even?
Not even. Up.
So
yeah,
it's a pre-order.
It was a pre-order, but it's from Mondo, and Mondo's good about getting shit to me eventually, so. Plus, I mean, it's, I like the sleeve art.
Yeah.
So it's like. Christ, I'd frame that if I don't want to play it.
Right.
Type of thing.
Right.
Speaking of which,
do
I also...
Do you have a record player?
I do.
You do?
I do, and speaking of which, I made a huge fucking vinyl purchase this week.
I thought you were going to say I made a huge mistake.
Yes. I might have. No. What had happened was, I was telling you off air, Nocturnal Reader's Box is fucking toast. They're kaput.
Right.
And I filed a grievance or complaint or whatever with PayPal.
Right.
So I got back my money for two boxes plus the Stephen King book that they never created.
Which you probably would have rather gotten the
book. I would have loved that. Yes. Yeah. Yes. I would have loved to have gotten that. But I got back like $180.
Yep.
And which blew my mind. I'm like, holy shit, I didn't even like think about it. This company had $180 and I had nothing.
Yeah.
But thankfully I paid through PayPal for that. So it was a very easy thing because the Nocturnal Reader's Box never responded. So it was just like, oh, get here.
Yeah.
They didn't fight
PayPal
it.
Is really good. And this is the way it should be, but PayPal is, it's very consumer friendly.
Yeah.
To the point where it's kind of scary being a seller because anytime someone, because all they have to do is say it never arrived or it was broken or something like that. And they're, and they will, you know, PayPal will give you your money back.
So what I did was, this week, Tom Waits, his website, re-released his first seven albums on, like, clear vinyl for about $200. So I was like, fuck it. I only consider, I'm like, this is money I had already spent.
Right.
I mean, in some cases, months ago.
Right.
The Salem's Lot thing was, like, back in fucking March.
That was a long time ago.
When that first shit was gonna go.
Yep.
So I was like, I'm going to buy seven of his albums for $20. Sure. I wasn't going to do it. Then when I was talking to one of my friends and they were like, oh no, you know, buy it.
Yeah.
So I'm like, fuck it. I bought it. I was talked into it. I succumbed to peer pressure quite easily. But it was a good choice. It was a good choice. I think I'm going to be super fucking stoked when they came in. Plus I got seven digital downloads with it immediately. I got a digital download for all of the albums.
Oh, well, there you go. Yeah.
I mean, I already have them on iTunes somewhere on one of my computers, but these are nice and remastered and everything. So
yeah.
I'm happy for that. You know, it'll be fun when those come in.
Well, and also, I don't know what you use for your downloaded music, but just having seven covers that are all obviously together would look nice in your little digital collection.
Yes. Yep, unfortunately, I can't download them, like, on a mobile device, so I actually have to do it on a computer. So, I'll...
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, for some reason, I can't download them direct, because it's not an iTunes code or anything.
Yeah, I think, now that you mention it, I think anytime I've downloaded stuff, you know, whenever I buy the Pearl Jam albums, I download it to the laptop from the Pearl Jam website, and then upload it to Google Play.
Yeah.
From there. Yeah, I think that's how I...
That's what I will probably do as well.
Yeah.
Google Play will be good, because then I can use it to... Yeah.
Speaking of that, our show should be up soon.
On Google Play?
On the Pearl Jam website.
Oh.
No, not us. Not the.
I'm
the,
like,
the,
what now?
Yeah.
Cool.
Our podcast is going to be on the Pearl Jam website. No, the show that we went to.
Yes.
Because I think I texted you a week or so ago that
Chicago and Missoula
were up. And those were the two shows before Boston, so they might actually be there now. I can check, but yeah, I'll probably buy both Fenway shows. I think Robin would probably be interested to have, or maybe to give it another listen. Maybe she'll even listen to the show that she didn't go to. Yeah, so TV-wise, I'm trying to think what I watched this week, because I feel like I watched something.
Ugh. I did not. My month was terrible as far as, like, my concentration.
Yeah.
Work fucking destroyed me almost every day.
Yeah.
For three straight weeks. So, like, this is the last day of Stephen King month. I didn't read anything.
Nope, me neither.
I could not. I was coming home at, like, 9 or 10 o'clock at night after, like, 12, 13-hour days... And just watching The Fucking Office or New Girl or whatever popped up first on, like, Hulu or Netflix.
There's also been just... The news just won't let up.
Yeah.
I feel like I... Because, you know, every once in a while I'll take a step back. And you kind of feel like you can't.
No.
Or you're going to lose what's going on.
Yeah, you miss one day right now. It's like a summer class.
Yeah.
You miss one day, you're failing the test right now because so much. Holy fuck, Cubs just went up 8-2.
Shit, Friday and Saturday, if you missed an hour, you were kind of screwed. Robin has joined
hey,
us.
Robin!
Well, I was going to share a story with you.
Yes!
Well, no, it was about Colin.
Still, you're sharing a story on air. Cool.
Do you want to share it on air?
Well, it shows that he's a good kid.
Yes, let's
go.
Because I could not find his belt for Taekwondo tonight. And he said, great, Mom, now I'm going to have to do 5 push-ups. And so we get in there.
You keep missing his belt. He's going to be jacked.
Yeah.
Well,
he's 5 push-ups at a time.
Going to be kicking every kid's ass.
Right. Well, so when we get in there, he was taking off his shoes, and I went over to talk to Matt, and I told him, I said, you know, he doesn't have his belt. It's my fault because I put it somewhere, and I can't remember where I put it. I didn't put it with his uniform. And I said, but he knows that he has to do push-ups, and he's prepared to do them, so I just wanted to let you know. And he was like, all right, well, if he's prepared to do it, then, yeah, I guess I'll make him do push-ups then. Like, maybe he wouldn't have otherwise. So when Colin was done putting on his shoes and I was out in the lobby, he walked in and did his bow at the door, and then as soon as he set foot into the gym, he dropped right down without Matt saying a word to him and did 5 push-ups. So Matt...
Discipline, folks.
Yeah, so then Matt, and then the other guy, and then one of the older kids who's a higher belt, commented to Colin and told him that that was integrity and how good he was doing because he knew that he forgot something and that there was a consequence, and he went ahead and he did it without even having to be asked.
Can we send the kids I work with even, to karate? Yeah.
Even though it was, even though it was his mom's fault.
Even though it was his mom's fault.
Still, but, he didn't snitch.
No.
Yeah. He didn't snitch.
And Matt seemed to be impressed by that. So good. I thought that that was... So I wanted to come down and tell you because I thought that that was good.
That is pretty cool.
Thanks, Robin,
mm-hmm.
for that story.
He would not be Cobra Kai.
No,
he's Daniel LaRusso. But I really do need to find his belt, and we might have to order him another one this week if I can't find it.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
We're talking about the news and how if you miss today,
it's like summer. Yeah, I'm already sick of talking about it, though.
Yeah, me too. We don't need to rehash any of that
shit. Yeah, I was kind of angry all week, and... the whole week was kind of a fog, and I don't even know what I did this week. I think I watched some TV. Oh, you know what we've been watching over dinner is the most recent season, or maybe the most recent season of Flash. Wow, that show has gone off the rails.
Cool.
Now, it's a CW show, so you're not, you know, it's not Game of Thrones.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, I just sit there and... Like, holy fuck. You have to watch it to really understand. I'm not going to go through it because
it's
painful.
It seems like they rotate shows. Like, which one's going to be terrible this year?
Yeah, maybe. Yeah.
Because, like, I remember right when Flash's first season, Green Arrow, was
bad.
Terrible.
Yeah.
So bad. But then it got good.
Right.
In one of the seasons, Flash was okay.
Yeah, it got good when they killed Laurel because she was terrible.
Yeah. And then they put her on another show and made her terrible. No.
They did?
Yeah, I think she's on the... Tomorrow one or whatever.
No, that's her sister.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Oh, see, I really don't even
know. No, she's fine. No, it's Laurel's.
Oh.
Brutal. Brutal. But I feel the same way about Iris. The thing that I laugh about on... actually, I shouldn't say that. I do not feel the same way about Iris. Iris is miles better than Laurel, but Iris still sucks. That should just tell you how bad Laurel was.
Mm-hmm.
But the one that really... that I get a kick out of... And I actually like her as a character, but like... just from a writing standpoint, how dumb it is. Caitlin, the doctor, one of the nerds in the lab, is like a fucking doctor of everything.
Oh, of course.
I mean...
Dr. Plot.
I mean, yes, it's amazing. From fucking cardiac surgery to, like, computer science. She's a not just a medical doctor of everything, a doctor of everything.
Whatever you need.
It's I don't know, it's just funny, because I can't remember what it was the other night, but, like, in one episode, she went from one, like, super difficult field of study to another one, like, it was nothing, and, let me just cure cancer on this end while I'm over here, you know, writing an algorithm that will create a shrinking ray or something like that, like, come on!
You know, she's like Goodwill Hunting.
Yeah, but then again, everyone on that show is like that. It's just that with her, it's funny because she's the doctor.
Is she like anybody's paramour on the show right now? Because wasn't she one that was always like, okay, she was dating Ray Palmer for a while, but then she was also liked Ollie for a while.
No, that's Felicity.
Oh, that's Felicity. Okay, then that's
she
what I
sucks
was thinking
too.
Which one is the other
Caitlin
one?
Caitlin is the one that's Killer Frost.
Oh, yeah. Well, she was in love with somebody else too on the show.
Yeah.
For a long
well,
time.
She was the first Firestorm, Ronnie.
That's right.
And then she still hasn't shut up about it. She's still he's yeah.
Been, you've been dead.
He's been dead 4 seasons. Because yeah. Reverse Flash killed him, and that was season 1.
Yeah.
And she's still bitching about it in season 5. But she is, yeah, she turned into Killer Frost, and then she left for a while, and she was a villain for quite a while, and now she can, like, kind of control it, like the Hulk or something. I don't know. It's dumb. What else did I watch? I feel like I watched something else, but I guess it doesn't really matter. Like I said, this week was a fog. I played some Spider-Man. I haven't advanced the story very far.
I finally 100%ed the whole city.
Oh, yeah?
Yep.
How are the suits going?
There's one more, because apparently there's 28. I have 27 unlocked. I'm not going to unlock all of them. Like, I'm not going to own all of them. Because I've done a couple of the Taskmaster things and gained, like, 2 more medals.
Yeah.
Here and there. Well, but I'm like, I still probably need, like, another 10 to unlock the suits. I'm going to have to, like, do, like, this gold level
well,
on a couple.
It's actually easier than I thought it was. Not to say that it's easy. But when you first see it, like, each challenge has, you know, it's 1 token, 2 tokens, and 3 tokens. Mm-hmm. If you don't know what we're talking about, in order to unlock one of the trophies to get a platinum, probably the hardest trophy to get to a platinum
yeah,
on the Spider-Man game, is to unlock every Spider-Man suit. Every suit has different, it really just comes with a different power, and other than that, it's just aesthetics, because you can put any power with, you're unlocking the power to use with any suit.
Yeah.
I didn't realize that right away either. Because I really liked the web blossom thing, so I just stayed in that suit for a while. It was a long time before I realized that you can just attach any power to any suit. But it's the unlocking of it that matters. Mm-hmm. So you need these tokens, and you have to complete these challenges. And each challenge has is scored, bronze, silver, gold. Now, and each one, so when you see the thing pops up, it says 1 token for bronze, 2 for silver, 3 for gold. I thought that meant there were 3 possible ones total, but it's actually 6.
Yeah.
So you get literally 1 if you get the bronze. If you get the silver on the first time, you'd get 3.
Yeah.
If you got the gold on the first time, you'd get 6.
Yeah.
So it's actually a little easier than I thought, but again, I didn't do the math to see if you needed to gold everything.
You know, I don't think you need to gold everything, but you've got to gold at least a couple.
Yeah.
So
that's kind of what I figured.
Yeah, I've got to get a silver trophy on, I think, one of the fighting ones, and that's the only other trophy I don't have beside the platinum.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have...
So now I'm at the point, like, do I want to...
Oh, so you have everything but the suits, the platinum, and that the silver thing?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. So that means... So, yeah, that means that is, hands down, the only trouble... Really the only troublesome one, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because I have all the silver trophies. Mm-hmm. The trophies for the silver tokens. And I think I think the thing that I'm consistently closest to getting gold. I still have never gotten a gold, but the thing
I've never come remotely close.
The one that I've gold. Come the consistently the closest to was on the ninja ones.
Yeah, the stealth missions,
because they have such a low threshold.
Yeah,
and if you can, and the other thing I realize, and I didn't realize this until way too late, because I'm a big perch guy, where you stand up there and you web them and pull them up and knock their head off a beam. Doing the web zip is way faster.
You get more points, too.
And you get more points because you can combo them. So I'll have... And I didn't realize that until my last run of the last one I did yesterday. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to go back through and see if I can gold a good portion of those
Nick, who has platinumed the game, says it's the easiest to do it on the ninja ones.
Yeah. I mean, that...
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, because
drone chase ones are fucking impossible.
Jesus, yeah. Because, like
I said...
I followed one of those. I swear to God, I was like 6 feet behind it the entire fucking time, getting all the things they dropped.
Yeah.
And I was still barely over a silver.
You
and
have
I'm just like,
to get all of them.
Yeah, you have to get all of them, and your timing has to... You have to, like, land on it as soon as it finishes its thing.
That's the only thing, as far as controlling controls, that I am a little frustrated with for the game. It's a near-perfect game for me, and just all around. It's the exact type of game that I like to play. It's with one of my favorite characters ever from any media. But if I had a complaint, it's the kind of, it's, I wish I had more control over, you know, when you can zip to certain spots.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like you have to be, like, if you want to, you hold L2R2 or R1L1.
I can't remember.
I can only do it if I have it in my hand. But mm-hmm. either way, and you shoot webs out both hands and zip yourself onto
I think it's L2R2.
Yeah, me too. And you zip yourself onto, you know, top of a building or whatever, a lamppost. And when you're chasing these drones trying to do these challenges, because you have to chase this drone through the city, and it's basically just a timed kind of slalom run through the city,
mm-hmm.
I feel like you have to be, like, right... You're right dead center before mm-hmm. the little icon pops up where you can zip to yep. something. And I don't know how many times I felt like that I'm like... Because you can't do it until the icon pops up. Mm-hmm. You know, nothing happens. And I'm like, it should be there, it should be there. And then you fall down a building and then you're fucked. Your whole run is screwed.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's a little finicky as far as...
But that's always been a problem with me with a Spider-Man. Anytime in any Spider-Man game there was a chase mission, I was just
I'll take you. I'll do you one better for any game. Mm-hmm. And chase missions suck.
Yeah.
Chase missions are as bad as escort missions.
Yeah.
Fortunately, the escort mission has kind of gone away because no one likes it. It was just a filler. It was something to pad game time.
Mm-hmm.
It was a plot device.
And it was usually more frustrating than anything else. Because you could do something perfectly, and then the character would do something that no one would ever do.
Right.
Like, oh, there's eight guys with machine guns, and I've safely tucked you behind this thing.
Yeah.
But about midway through, you're going to decide to get up and walk into the middle of them.
Right.
Because that's what people do.
Yeah, or set off a fucking trip mine or something like that. Yeah, it was at... Well, I mean, Last of Us was only 5 years ago, but when Last of Us came out, it was sort of a big deal, and one of the things people really loved about it was that Ellie couldn't fuck it up for you.
Mm-hmm.
That was
a big deal.
She, for the most part, did stay stealthy, but it's still AI. She still fucked up a lot, but... She couldn't die,
mm-hmm.
and unless it was a very specific thing,
yeah.
and she also didn't. She didn't get you caught. You had to get you caught,
mm-hmm.
And that was it was a novel idea at the time, mm-hmm. and that was only 5 years ago.
imagine creating this thing that people don't hate.
I know that's it's a thing that I don't. I feel like if I was a game designer, I would have it stapled to my fucking bulletin board in front of me, is this fun?
Mm-hmm.
Take that however you want.
Yep.
And what is this what I want to do for a living? You can look at it that way. But more specifically...
If I'm going to play this game,
to do this? Yep. Is this something I want to do? Because if it isn't, what are we doing? I'm not just trying to pad time here. They say, hey, we need to get the runtime to 8 hours or whatever, or to make it worth it. Yeah, I think that's a question that's not asked enough, and it's the simplest, and it should be the most basic question.
Well, it was one of the best parts of God of War was, you know, Atreus helped you instead of hindered you by being a non-playable, you know, when he was non-playable.
Well, and Atreus is good. He's a good example because he is now the standard
mm-hmm.
For any type of game where there is an underling of some mm-hmm. sort. It's, you know, he is a direct descendant from Ellie.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, we got a good 20 minutes out of Spider-Man.
Another thing I'm doing, I went through yesterday and picked out my 31 days of shirts for Halloween for October, because that starts tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, October starts tomorrow.
Yep.
I've already changed my calendar.
I have a lot more shirts than I thought I do when it comes to Halloween. I've probably got like 70 now.
Whoa.
So, I, you know, went through, picked out ones here and there. I think I've got like 34 picked out total.
Now, do you consider that when you say 70 horror-themed shirts?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Not 70 specific Halloween shirts?
No. I do have, like, 6, I think, specific Halloween shirts.
Sure.
Michael Myers. Although, it, I think, is my tops right now.
For a number of shirts?
I think I have, like, 6 or 7 it-themed shirts.
Huh.
So I'm going to have to space those out. I'm either going to space them out or do a week of it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Oh, I would do that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would do 7 days of it, or however many days.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, that was kind of fun to go through them all and be like, do I want this one? Okay, can I wear this one? Some of them I'm like, okay, you know, one of my Shaun of the Dead ones, it's him holding a pint of beer. And I'm like, well, we don't let the kids at work wear, like, beer-themed shirts. So
yeah.
I can't. So do take that one off. Although I could wear it on a weekend.
Could wear it on a weekend. Now, do you... Now, I forget what I was even going to ask. I got sidetracked by DraftKings. I still can't figure it out. I'm not very savvy with the DraftKings layout.
I don't DraftKings, so I am of no help.
No, I was telling you before we started. I did it once, like three or four years ago. I put in $20, and I think I probably lost it all, like in one weekend or whatever, and then just never logged on again. I actually had to download the app and get a new password and all that shit. But I had $3.75. So I entered like 5 25-cent games. Mm-hmm. I don't know if there can. I know there's a difference between a tournament and a cash game. I don't know what that difference is. So I don't really know what I've entered. Mm-hmm. But I got 25 cents on the line in several places. So ooh. I could have $5 by the end of the day.
I know Goose continues to do this.
Yes, he gets right into the, he pays attention to it, because there is a strategy to it, unlike fantasy football. They're not the same. Mm-hmm. There is definitely a strategy to it, and he pays attention to that sort of thing. So he's doing pretty well this year, I guess. If you kind of just take the, don't go for it all type games, and just the ones where if you finish in the top half, you get, you double your money type mm-hmm. things. You can do quite well if you set your lineups correctly. But I don't. I was just throwing darts mostly, and people that I like and stuff. And hopefully, I have like $5, $6, $8 by the end of the day.
That'd be awesome. Double your money, man.
Yeah, I think I'm up 50 cents right now, according to something that I was just looking at. But anyway. Do you want to get into your douchebag list?
Well, one more thing before the douchebag list. I watched a movie last night. It was dropped on Netflix on Friday.
Yes. I thought you were saying the title. I was like, it's called Dropped on Netflix? That's stupid. Keep going.
It's all B-list things.
Yeah.
Now, Hold the Dark. Directed by Jeremy Saulnier, written by Macon Blair, who both did Green Room.
And is that
Blue
the...
Ruin.
Yeah, yeah. Is Green Room the Patrick Stewart one?
Jeremy the
Patrick Stewart
makes,
one that I will never watch.
He makes very dark fucking movies, and this one is dark as well. It takes place in a small Alaskan town where apparently wolves have been stealing children. So all they send a wolf expert up to see what's going on. That wolf expert is played by Jeffrey Wright in full-blown, somber Jeffrey Wright mode.
Yeah.
And that film goes some places, man. That film is dark.
Well, it's right in the title.
Yeah. The Hold the Dark, I mean, it's there because it's like it gets dark at 3 in the afternoon, light doesn't, sun doesn't come up until like 10:30, so the light is not there for long. It takes place in like a small, not quite a reservation town, but a reservation community.
Yeah.
So much that they think, there's a scene where they're talking about Anchorage, and they're like, Anchorage is in Alaska.
Whoa.
Yeah. there's some territorial shit happening, but it's very much a people here take care of their own type of thing.
And it
goes some places. It's dark. Well, Alexander Skarsgård is in it. Riley Keough, a bunch of native actors. Did you ever watch Wind River?
I was going to say, it sounds like a cross between Wind River and 30 Days of Night.
Yeah, it's got that definite Wind River darkness vibe to it, where, I'm not sure where this is going.
Well,
I'm going to need a shower when I'm done watching
this. Yes, Wind River was just like one depressing scene after another. Because with Wind River, you know it's all true.
Yeah.
Like, that stuff really happens. But that's what it sounds like.
Yeah, and this is, it's a little more sensationalized than this, because it's not like an oil company or the villains type of thing, but it's still like, this shit could happen, and these people are fucked up, and this is a situation that fucks them up. Yep, get it.
Yeah.
But really damn good movie. First time he's ever operated with like a budget, like a real budget, and it showed. It showed. Just gorgeous looking film.
And was this a straight to Netflix?
Yes. Netflix was the one.
So it's interesting that he had to go to Netflix to get a budget.
Exactly. Well, that's what Netflix has been doing, though, especially with people who have worked in the horror genre.
Yeah.
Like, because, what's his name, Mike Flanagan, who directed Gerald's Game, that was his first, like, real. Before that, he had done, like, Oculus.
Yeah.
And, you know, he had also operated on a small budget, and then Netflix is like, I mean, it's not like they're throwing $100 million at him, but they're like, you know, here's 15, here's 20.
Right.
You know, go make your movie. That will never now be on my shelves, which pisses me off. All my other Jeremy Saulnier films are on my shelf. It's a nerd problem, but damn it, it's real.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
I gotta think at some point Netflix is going to...
I don't know. Money on the table, guys. Well, money on your table.
I don't know. Part of it, I think, is... now that I think about it, I wonder if part of their reasoning is, let's not try to save the industry we're trying to kill.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, let's,
mm-hmm.
let's drive the physical rate out of existence.
But that's never going to happen.
I think it will. I don't think it's any time too soon.
Yeah.
It will happen, though. At some point, we're going to have little implants in our fucking temple. And that's where everything's that's the case, going to be.
They better make everything fucking available.
Fuck yeah, it'll because, be available. Because, like, and in 4K.
Two of the movies that are on my 31 Days of Horror list to watch were on Amazon Prime last week. They are
Wait, say
not,
that again?
Like, two of my movies that are on my to watch list for 31 Days of Horror
yeah.
were on Amazon Prime last week. They are not on Amazon Prime this morning.
Thanks, guys.
Fuck you guys. Fuck you guys.
Ooh, speaking of that, did you finish Jack Ryan?
No. No. Like, it would have been too much this Alan! Week. It would have been too much this week to try to handle Jack
I did
Ryan.
Not mean for that to come off as a joke reference. I was just yelling at Alvin, and it sounded funny.
Alvin! We are here watching, you know, Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Yeah, we're that old chestnut.
Yep. But no, and Netflix has a couple other things popping up soon that are direct to Netflix.
What were the things on Amazon Prime?
Oh, shit, I don't have my list with me. Of course you would ask. Hold on, let me go to
Were they just
horror?
Weird horror movies?
Yeah, and they're ones that, like, I can't find.
Sure.
Like, physical copies of. You know, shit that was barely printed on DVD.
Yeah.
So it's like...
Yeah.
And it sucks because I don't think I've actually talked about it on this show. I did on TJ's last week, Pimping TJ's podcast. As soon as I remember the name of it, sorry TJ. Average Joe's Drive-In. But I'm doing 31 Days of Female.
I care, TJ. Yes,
I don't. Sorry, TJ. I'm doing 31 Days of Female Directors.
Yep.
There's not much out there for horror directed by female. My margin for error is slim. So even if, like, three things I can't find...
I was trying to think of, like, a female director that has a string of really bad movies so that I could say, have you seen this? But I couldn't think of it.
Yeah,
funny.
That's the thing.
That would have been a good joke.
As it is, I'm probably going to have to watch a couple Saska Sisters films, a couple Karen Kusmara films. Yeah, and I kind of only wanted to have to watch... Not have to, because they make good movies. But I kind of only wanted to watch, like, one of each female director, so I could see as many as possible.
Yeah.
But the universe is conspiring against me. I did order a couple today from Bull Moose, so that should be helpful. What did I order today from Bull Moose? I went in and ordered... I picked up See No Evil 2 with the wrestler Kane, because that's directed by the Saska Sisters.
Speaking of...
Congressman Kane, or whatever the fuck he's going to be.
Speaking of former wrestlers, guess who is also on the most recent episode... I'm not going to make you guess. Most recent episode of Flash that we watched... Bill Goldberg.
Really?
Yeah.
His career's gone nowhere. But I ordered Blood Punch today. Because that was another one that was on Amazon.
Now, is that a blood punch physically or blood punch as in to drink?
I do not know.
Because I am intrigued either way.
But I had to order it. And this is an MOD film. So... Like, I ordered it, and now they're going to go manufacture it, and I've got to wait for it to get back to me.
Great. You know?
So it does say 2 to 3 weeks, so I'm hoping I'll get it by the end of the month.
Yeah. But, I mean, this is the model that we said that Netflix could do.
Yes.
And people
but Netflix
would probably
has the fucking cash to do it.
Yeah, right.
And you wouldn't and for Netflix's instance, you wouldn't even have to leave your house. It's Amazon at that point.
Yes.
You literally just
do it
click
on the
a button
app.
And boom, you've ordered
Your
it.
Your payment information is there.
Your shipping is there.
We've talked about this
Damn it, Netflix, why aren't you listening?
Yeah.
Let's rip off something from them. And then they'll actually, like, cease and desist us or something. And then then we'll have their attention.
Yeah. We only did that so that you could listen to our suggestion to make you more money.
Yeah, we're the Joker burning that big pile of money right now.
Yeah.
That we don't have. But yeah, Netflix. I wish I could remember the other film they've got coming. Oh, Apostle by Garrett from The Raid.
One and two. Yeah, yeah.
It's his like first film that's not raidy.
Yeah, speaking of that,
the trailer is amazing. It looks dark as hell.
Probably it was a while ago now, but either he said or someone connected to him said that there probably will not be a Raid 3.
Which is unfortunate.
It is. Because it's the sort of thing where you can like a series of movies and like that series of movie stars, and then even though there isn't going to be a third movie or whatever, or it's not going to be a continuing series, you can still follow that star.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's going to be the case here, because it's very specific.
Yep.
That it's a very specific stew that makes the Raid movies so special. Mm-hmm. And look,
you need all ingredients on
that. Yeah, you can't just have the beef stock or whatever. Yeah. Or just the noodles.
Oh, this hits October 12th. A man attempts to rescue his sister who's been kidnapped by a religious cult that takes place in like the late 1800s, I think. But
this is the
Apostle.
Okay.
It's Dan Stevens, who most people know from Downton Abbey and Beauty and the Beast.
Right.
But he was also in a kick-ass film called The Guest, which is why I'm excited for this. Also stars Michael Sheen as the cult leader, which makes sense. Because that dude looks like he could be a cult leader. Should be good.
Yeah.
Should be good. It's got somehow an 8.6 IMDb rating right now, even though it's not out.
Even though no one has seen it.
Yep.
Yeah, that's the way the internet works.
Yep, thanks, internet, for all your helpful suggestions
yep.
on that film that nobody has
seen. They're always all over that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy. I think it's going to be... Oh, DeAndre Hopkins had a pretty good day today.
I know Fantastic Fest happened this past week, because... Our friends on the It Mod podcast were there.
Yeah.
Seeing tons of shit.
Now,
things that made me very jealous.
Where was that?
Texas.
Is it in the same place every year?
Yes, I believe so.
I didn't know if it was one of those traveling type shows.
No, it's not like Lollapalooza.
It is not the Lollapalooza.
No, it is not the Lollapalooza of movie tours. But yeah, I guess we can kind of... flow, even though we are not flowing at all today.
No.
Into our...
it's not a very flowy day.
My list of top... I started out with 10, and then I just kept going, because I kept thinking of more.
More
douchebags. For my entitled frat boy douchebag, misogynist, toxic, blah, 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 man babies.
Yeah.
So I figured I could just kind of name some. We could talk about them for a bit. You've already ruined the number one.
Oh, when I said Ben Affleck?
Damn it, you did it again for those who had forgotten.
I didn't say what characters, though.
That is true. So the first one, and this one I just came to this morning, Troy from The Goonies.
Who was Troy?
He was Andy's boyfriend who kept trying to position the mirror to look up her skirt
while
Martha Plimpton sat in the back, because that's how little he gives a fuck about them.
People were throwing shit back up to him, and he was oh, because that's the best part. Didn't he wish to make it with Andy?
Yeah. I haven't. Not yet, you know.
That's one of, like, the most cringeworthy lines, even at the time.
Yeah.
So dumb.
Yeah.
So dumb.
But yeah, when he's, like, trying to upskirt her with her best friend in the back seat.
Yeah.
And then almost murders, you know, Bran.
Yeah. Yeah, because he's got it on his bike, and he grabs onto the side of it.
Yeah. Yeah, straight up almost murders him. So, Troy... And he had the rich dad, and he was sneering.
Right.
Like, you're too late, whenever, you know, at the end of the movie, he's like, you know, you're too late, sign it, you know. He's just, yeah, he grows up to be a judge. You can just tell. I mean, I'm pretty sure dad was like a business owner or whatever. We've then got Mike from Birdman, played by Ed Norton.
Yeah, I still have never seen that movie.
Well, it's Ed Norton.
Yeah.
That's all you really need to know. It's Ed Norton playing an actor that you just kind of want to punch the entire time, you know.
So playing Ed Norton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is the one that nobody's ever seen, but I fucking love it. I need to find a copy of this movie. Aaron Eckhart, speaking of The Dark Knight.
Yeah.
As Chad in The Company of Men.
I don't know what that is.
The plot of this film is two businessmen who work at this firm decide that they're going to both try to manipulate the deaf woman in the office to, like, both have sex with her.
Cool.
Yeah. Only in the long run, it's not the woman they're fucking over. He's fucking over the other dude because he knows the other dude's going to get emotionally invested in this so then he can fuck him over as well.
Cool.
Yeah. It was the directorial debut of Neil LaBute, who has gone on to make a few things here and there. LaBute.
Okay.
But yeah, that's the first film I remember seeing Aaron Eckhart in going, that dude can, he can act.
Yeah.
Great, great movie.
Guy could play Two-Face someday.
Yeah, that guy could play Two-Face. Then my next one is one of my favorite ones on the list. Anakin Skywalker, played by Hayden Christensen, specifically in Attack of the Clones. Because he's still petulant in that.
Yeah.
He's angry in the third film.
Right.
He's just straight up petulant.
Asshole. See, I wouldn't call him. He doesn't have the entitled background.
No. But he's definitely entitled because he's a Jedi.
Because he's a Jedi.
Why aren't. I mean, it goes into the. I should be on the council. I'm the best Jedi. Qui-Gon says, I'm going to bring balance to the Force.
I want to be on the Supreme Court.
Yeah, exactly. And he even does the little pouty thing when he's brought in for questioning.
Yeah. Never a good look.
No, no. So I love that Anakin is on there. Next, I've got Christian Bale as Patrick Bateman in American Psycho.
Yeah.
Who takes it to the fucking extreme by murdering people when he doesn't get his way.
But stylishly.
Yes. But he has quite a few moments in that, especially when it comes to all the business card shit.
I was just going to say,
He's just fuming over someone having a slightly whiter... I mean, that right there, tell me that's not metaphor. His business card is slightly whiter than yours. Yeah. Takes it to the extreme, pouts, especially when, like, the hookers are like, I'm going to leave now. And he's like, no!
Yeah.
No!
Is that the one where he throws the chainsaw down the stairway?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is also on my...
an awesome movie.
31 Days of Horror, because that was directed by Mary Harron.
Huh.
Yes. Which I think that film had to be directed by a female, or else that thing could have gone way in the wrong direction.
Oh, yeah.
With the misogyny.
Yeah, yeah. the one interesting note about that movie is it's an example of something that terribly. And then it was after it was out for a while that it kind of... Now it's considered kind of a classic.
When I worked at the video store, we got one copy of that.
Yeah.
One VHS copy.
Yep.
And it was never in. Because I kept pumping that on people. Because, like, I had read the book.
Yeah.
And the book is foul. Like, got some of the most disgusting things I've ever read as far as, like, descriptions of violence. Yeah. Cringeworthy, like, horrific. And there are long stretches of that book where he will describe that business card in depth for about 6 pages.
Yeah.
And you're just like, holy fuck. But
that
then,
is horrific.
Yes. But then you start to get it.
Yeah.
Like, because then he'll just throw in something like that happens in one page and you're just like, whoa.
Yeah.
Holy fuck, did you just murder someone
I thought we were talking about fonts.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden he's murdering someone. So it played off very well in the movie. Yeah, I could watch that movie all fucking day. Next I have Jesse Eisenberg, who could be a variety of people on this list.
Yeah.
As Mark Zuckerberg in Social Network. Which is interesting because he's in like the 80s would have been the hero. Especially if it wasn't based on a true story. But he's the lowly computer nerd without many friends, sticking it to the two jocks.
Yeah. Well, the thing is that he the I don't know if it's the difference in that movie or in that situation, is that he's the most likable douchebag of a bunch of douchebags, I guess, other than Andrew Garfield.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Well, the Winklevosses aren't terrible people. I mean, they're entitled frat boy fuckers, but
I would definitely consider them more entitled frat boy fuckers than Zuckerberg.
But Zuckerberg is way more self-absorbed.
Yes.
Does not do well with women. In that film.
No. I will say this, though. I think another key difference is that Zuckerberg thinks he's smarter than everyone else, but he is.
Yeah.
In this example.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think he was ready to handle... clearly, he was not ready to handle a company like this.
Mm-hmm.
Because... running Facebook is no longer about writing code.
Yeah.
And he's not equipped to do...
It's about interactions with people.
Yeah.
Which is his worst thing.
Not something he's good at.
No.
But anyway, that's getting off the point.
But yeah, no. Still not a great person in there. And it's funny how many of these actors I would just probably want to punch in the face anyway. Like, Hayden Christensen, I think I could punch him.
Yeah.
Jesse Eisenberg, yeah. Christian Bale, no. I like Christian Bale. But the next one, definitely
Christian Bale
yes.
would probably go house on you, too.
Oh yeah. He'd just break me in half.
Well, and then he'd just keep going until you were dead.
And then he'd yell at me a whole lot and yeah. belittle me.
Yeah.
but the next...
He's the type of person that would beat the shit out of you and then get mad at you for getting blood on his shirt.
Yes. Yeah, you ruined my whatever, Estee Lauder, yeah. something or other. We've got Ryan Phillippe as Sebastian in Cruel Intentions.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah. That one kind of came to me out of the blue because I'd forgotten that movie existed. I really like that movie.
Oh, yeah, everyone. Everyone liked, well, everyone our age liked that movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've seen that a bunch.
Yep. But yeah, he, rich, entitled, good-looking, had it all going for him, was not afraid to, you know, just manipulate people for his own gotten gains there.
Well, not just not afraid to, but that was his entertainment.
Yeah.
He did it for entertainment.
Fun. Yeah, that's how he spent his days. Next, we have Robert Prescott as Kent in Real Genius.
I didn't know who Robert Prescott was.
No.
But yes, Kent, great character.
Yes. Just sniveling, whiny little teacher's pet who hates all the kids that are smarter than him.
Yep.
And cooler than him.
Yep.
And get laid more than him, which is everybody.
And especially Val Kilmer.
Especially Val Kilmer. Also, honorable mention, he'll show up again on this list, William Atherton, who was his professor.
Oh, yeah.
William Atherton... Could have made this list for numerous movies in the 80s.
Yeah. More so for just being a douchebag, though. Yeah. Not so much an entitled Kavanaugh-level douchebag, yeah. but just being an asshole.
Except for the one that he does make the list on.
Okay.
Next up is
I believe you.
William Zabka as Johnny Lawrence in The Karate Kid.
Yeah. The rich kid with all toys.
Yep. Thinks, you know, of course, you know, Elizabeth Shue's going to be with him. Why wouldn't she be? Why would she like this poor kid from Jersey?
I know. Why would she like this poor 28-year-old high school sophomore?
Yeah. But, however, William Zabka got revenge by being a much better actor in the long run.
Man.
I still have to finish that series, too.
The LaRusso stuff from the trailers is painful to watch.
It is.
He is a terrible actor. He's gotten worse as an actor.
Yes, he
has. Like, you go back and watch Karate Kid, look...
He's fine.
There's no Oscars being handed out there, but he's fine.
And he was fine in The Outsiders.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was... Actually, he was praised for The Outsiders.
Yep.
Like, out of that cast, him and C. Thomas Howell were like, oh, look at those two.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
I know, and then C. Thomas Howell was in Red Dawn, and everybody's like, this kid's going somewhere.
And then he never went anywhere
else.
And then he did blackface.
And then he did blackface with Ray Dong Chong.
Terrible idea.
Yes.
Ralph Macchio cannot act. But you know what? I think we talked about it last week, off air or whatever. The man's 58 years old. He looks better than we do.
Oh, hell yeah. Hell yeah.
And for reference, Dan and I are 42.
Yep.
He looks like he's in his late 30s.
Yep.
Easily. He is 58 years old.
Yep.
Crazy.
Next up, we have William Atherton, who I previously mentioned, as Walter Peck
in
Ghostbusters.
That's where I thought you were going.
That's the entitled one, where he was just like, no, everybody needs to listen to me, not these fucking guys.
Right.
Yeah, he was a frat boy who got put into a city job.
Right.
You know, he could have been at Georgetown Prep.
Right.
next.
Boofing and whatnot.
Yep. Steph McKee, James Spader in Pretty in Pink.
Oh, yeah.
Again,
Pretty
James
in Pink has a couple of...
Was
Blake, Blaine?
No, that's... Blaine was 16 Candles.
They're all the same.
But he seemed like he was actually a nice guy in the
Still
long run.
Still a douchebag.
Because he didn't...
Everyone
want
in that movie's terrible.
He didn't want his girlfriend to get raped, because he made sure that Anthony Michael Hall took her home, or tried to make sure he took her home and didn't feel her up.
Everyone in that movie is terrible.
Yes, but James Spader could have made this list
a couple times. Oh, oh yeah. I missed one, too.
He played that character in the 80s.
Yep.
That's what he did.
The one I missed, and this one was this one's a troublesome film all around, but I still love it. Ted McGinley as Stan Gable in Revenge of the Nerds.
Yeah.
I mean, captain of the football team, president of whatever frat he was.
Right.
But that one is troublesome because the nerds are pretty rapey, too.
Yes.
I mean, they install cameras. Well,
that's another example of everyone in that movie is terrible.
Yeah. They install cameras in the female sorority.
Yeah.
Basically sell revenge porn in pie plates.
Right.
To raise money.
Right.
And then Betty, whatever, thinks she's fucking Stan.
Yeah.
And he keeps on the helmet and essentially rapes her through, you know, fraud.
Yeah. In a Darth Vader?
Oh, a rip-off Darth Vader costume. Yeah. They couldn't afford it. It looked more Spaceballs than Darth Vader.
Well, but also, can you imagine how Lucasfilm would have responded? Did you say Darth Vader raped someone?
Yeah.
Give us all of your money.
Yes. Yeah. We now own this film.
Yes. And this studio, and everyone who worked on it.
Yes. But that film was troublesome for a variety of reasons, but still fun. But Jesus. I am surprised there are not more rapey assholes in this world because of the movies in the 80s. Because most of these
I think that there are.
There are, yeah.
I think there are more rapey assholes in the world. Were you on Twitter this week?
Yeah, yeah. And then I started thinking about, like, I couldn't remember anybody in Porky's more than anyone else. But I'm like, shit, Porky's was all awful.
I can't picture a single person from Porky's. I don't even know
other than one was called Pee-wee, because they were always trying to get Pee-wee laid.
The only one that I even can think of is the big woman that grabs the guy's crank.
Yeah.
That's the only person.
Oh, you mean the teacher who sexually assaults the student?
I didn't even
think of it. Because he stuck his dick through a hole.
Right. They were the gym teacher. Because
they were peeping
she?
On girls in the shower.
Right.
Yep. So then the gym teacher sexually assaults one of the students.
Yeah,
and that's one of the better parts of that.
Right,
movie.
We're talking about the a teacher sexually assaulting a student who was sticking his dick through the bathroom
through a
glory
hole that they created in the girl's shower.
It's like, who do we root for here?
The 80s are terrible. They are just rife with problematic films like this.
For fuck's sakes.
How did we turn out okay? Honestly.
Did we?
I don't know. Yes, because we're at least against rapey dickholes.
we've managed to make it this long without raping anyone.
Yes.
In today's world, that's an accomplishment, apparently.
Yeah. And if I had drunkenly touched someone in high school and hadn't remembered it, the first thing I'd do is like, holy fuck, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I was really drunk and don't remember that. Shit. What can I do? Yeah. Not. No!
What?
What?
Oh my God, that was funny. Oh, boy.
I graduated from University of Maine, and I worked my tail off.
Yeah, I didn't even have any connections.
I didn't have any connections. Except, you know, everybody.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no, like, you know, what do they call it? When you've had all your family going there forever. They don't have
legacy?
Legacy. Yeah, they don't really give a fuck about that at UMaine.
No, probably not.
Oh, who we got next? We got,
I'm not sure that moves the needle.
This
for
one is,
admissions.
This was not an 80s movie, but it is an 80s movie. I've got Matthew Glaive? Glenn Guglia from The Wedding Singer.
Oh, yeah. I didn't know who you were. I didn't know who that was.
I didn't know who he was either. I thought he was like an amalgam of like four other actors that kind of look like him to me.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was terrible, the Drew
kinda
Barrymore.
Kind of looks like Christopher McDonald.
Also kind of looks like Dominic West from The Wire.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's yeah. who I thought it
that's
was at
who,
first.
Actually, now that you say that, that's who I would have guessed that was.
That's who I thought it was. So I looked up, I'm like, oh, no, it's that guy. But yeah, he's just another terrible, like, he's rich, he's fucking around on Drew Barrymore.
Speaking of looking like someone, you were compared this week to someone texted me and asked if I had ever noticed how much you look like Chris Long.
Who the fuck is Chris Long?
Chris Long is a defensive end for the Eagles. He's a big, hulking, handsome man.
Well, I am a big, hulking, handsome man. All 5'10" of me.
Chris Long is like 6'4", 260 with 0% body fat.
Yeah, that ain't me.
Hey, I just take the compliment, man.
Yeah,
take the compliment and run.
My feet are pretty buff. My ankles? There's no cankles there.
No, I had. Is that Howie Long's kid?
It is.
Okay, I think he always wears like scary makeup, like super eye black, right?
Probably more than the normal dude, I guess.
Yeah, he doesn't just have like the straight line. He's like almost Alice Cooper, if I remember correctly. See, I would not have pictured that. I would not have pictured that. I do get who did I get compared to a couple weeks ago? One of the kids compared me to someone. I can't remember. I always get compared to people I don't think I look like.
I think that's everyone.
Yeah.
There's Chris Long, handsome man.
Yeah, no, he's way more handsome. And look, he smiles.
Yeah.
He's
got the beat right there.
Yeah.
But look, he does like to wear the beanies.
I was gonna say, if you bring that picture up, maybe I'll believe that one kind of looks like me a little bit. Because, you know, there's a beard and we have ears.
Laptop
and a hat.
Not. Yes. It's mostly matching hair color, hat, and beard.
Yeah, and he looks rather incredulous in that face. So, yeah, that one I could see being me. None of the other ones. But cool. I'll take it.
Also does a shit ton of work for charity. Last year, he was the one last year that donated his entire salary.
Speaking of which, David Harbour posted on Twitter.
Uh-huh.
Trying to get people to make him do crazy shit again this year. So, I invited him to come to the Shaw House and hand out presents dressed like Santa Claus.
Huh?
We'll see if it happens.
Yeah.
I don't know if my two retweets so far are going to qualify.
Maybe.
Maybe it'll get to someone who will retweet it right
now. It only takes one.
Yeah.
It only takes one Stephen King to latch onto it.
Yeah, I don't see that happening.
He might. If somehow the idea that it's Shaw House Bangor comes across his Twitter feed, he would, I bet.
I bet he would.
Especially considered Stranger Things is essentially 25% a love letter to
Stephen King.
Well, there's
still people saying that Pennywise might exist in that universe.
Yeah, wasn't there...
Because Bob is from Maine on the show.
Right.
And he talked about a clown scaring him as a kid.
Right.
Yeah. So, oddly enough, that is one person I was compared to as a young person.
Sean Astin?
Sean Astin. Someone thought I looked like Sean Astin as a kid.
There you go.
Thought I was adorable.
Mikey level Sean Astin or school tie? Or
Mikey, straight up from the Goonies.
What's the one that I'm... Toy Soldiers.
Yes, he's awesome. Toy Soldiers.
No, I was thinking of school ties because that's another entitled douchebag, the Matt Damon character.
Yes.
Or I guess everyone except the Jew.
Yes, everyone but Brendan Fraser.
Yeah.
Yes, because also Ben Affleck is in that as well. But he's a small part.
But he's kind of nice to him, though, isn't he? Kinda. Isn't he sort of nice to Brendan Fraser?
It's been a long time since I watched that movie.
It's a mean movie.
Yeah. But I was compared to Mikey as a young person.
Goonies. Oh, it's better than Samwise.
Yeah, Goonies never say die.
Yeah.
What do I got next? Oh, probably the one who hits off the most of all of our categories here. Leonardo DiCaprio as Jordan Balfour in Wolf of Wall Street.
I have never seen that movie because I fucking hate that type of person, and I don't want to watch a movie about them.
Especially when it's almost 3 hours long.
I have no interest in watching that movie. The funny thing about that movie is... I've had the people that are the most vociferous about saying you've got to see this movie are the type that take it as like a something to strive for.
Yeah, and that's one of the things that gets me about a lot of these films. This one particularly, they don't always get their comeuppance. Like Troy in Goonies. Okay, yeah, everyone gets to keep their house, but he's still going to be rich for a very fucking long time. He's still going to be an asshole,
right?
Mark Zuckerberg, he didn't exactly learn his lesson.
They grow up to be the asshole in that Rock movie where he goes back and he's the sheriff.
Well, I saw a meme this week that was, the swimmer rapist, Brock.
Yeah, Brock Turner.
Brock Turners grow up to be Kavanaughs who then change the rules for Brock Turners.
Right.
And I'm like, fuck. Yep.
Right.
And that's one of the things with Jordan Balfour. Jordan Balfour went to prison, got to room with Tommy Chong, oddly enough, who then encouraged him to write the book. And then he became famous. Instead of just being rich and in jail, he became rich and famous.
And presumably got more money.
Yeah.
From
the book, from the movie. Yeah.
There's a lone mosquito flying around in
here.
He can play
off that he learned his lesson, but he still came out very, very wealthy. Leonardo DiCaprio got to play him.
Has he, like, I say this because I have absolutely no idea. Has he, like since prison? Is he still a douchebag,
I'd be willing to bet he is. Yeah. He's probably just better at pretending now.
Yeah. Yeah.
Then one that kind of, things turned out all right for him as well, depending on which future you go into. But we've got Thomas F. Wilson as Biff Tanner. Biff Tanner from Back to the Future.
Yeah.
Who, again,
awful. I see him as just more of a bully.
Yes, but he was also rapey.
Sure.
Because he felt entitled to.
Sure.
Yeah, he was not privileged or self-absorbed or misogynistic, really.
Or smart.
Yeah, he was a big, giant bully. Yeah. But it turned into when he grew up. Because he was very entitled with, you know, making McFly do all his shit.
Yeah.
You know, at that point, the adult him.
Yeah.
So this one's kind of, you know, because towards the end of that movie, he wasn't anymore. He learned his lesson.
Right.
Then, my very last one, it's a double pack. We've got Ben Affleck as Fred O'Banion in Dazed and Confused, who, also a bully.
Yeah.
But you know what he would turn into growing up. Definitely a man baby, because he freaks the fuck out when the kids get away from him that one time. When he can't abuse eighth graders with a wooden paddle, he throws a hissy fit. So he had the hissy fit going for him. Definitely misogynistic.
Yep.
Not necessarily self-absorbed, but, you know, that guy's going to pledge a frat if he gets into college.
Yes.
But he probably isn't, because he's a second-year senior.
Yes.
And then lastly,
that's a movie I've seen one time.
We watched it on the senior trip bus trip.
That's, I think, the time that I saw it.
I've seen that movie a million times. I own the Criterion.
There you go.
Yeah, I like that film. And then lastly, we have Ben Affleck as Shannon Hamilton from Mallrats.
Yep.
He, again, checks them all off. Misogynistic as fuck, privileged. Actually works at a store that's very, like, preppy.
Yeah.
Fashionable male. Entitled, because he's the manager there. So he walks around that mall like it's his mall. Very rapey, because he likes to have sex with women in a very uncomfortable place, like the back of a Volkswagen. And mentions how he likes to prey on the ones who have just left bad relationships.
Well,
so he's an actual sexual predator.
Run, Alvin,
he
run.
He kind of gets a comeuppance, because he does get arrested for statutory rape later. But, you know. And I think in the after script, he gets raped in prison.
Oh, well.
Yeah. Because it's a picture of him with his hands on the bars, and a larger black man's hands come over him and kind of caress.
Fair enough.
But then again, that just perpetrates the, you know, toxic masculinity. Because we're all happy that he's getting prison raped.
That's another movie. I've seen that movie certainly more than I've seen Dazed and Confused. But it's the sort of thing, I probably saw it two or three times, like, that first year that it was around, and I have never watched it again.
Mm-hmm. I did put this out onto the interwebs beforehand, because I was hoping some people might throw some shit our way.
Not actual shit.
Or actual shit. If someone was like, dude, you're full of shit. But mostly, I just put up the picture. I put out, only had six people, and people were like, why don't you have James Spader? And I'm like, he's on the list.
I get you.
Yeah, there was like only six people in the photo, and James Spader was not one of them.
Yep.
And then, like, friend of the show, Jess Leith, who's been on the show for our Oscar shows.
Oh, right, yeah.
Was like, two people from Real Genius? I'm like, well, technically William Atherton, that's from Ghostbusters. Yeah. See if anybody else commented on the one on Facebook. In the meantime. There were comments, but no one, like, added to the list.
No one came up with anything good.
Oh, that's right. William Atherton worked for the Environmental Protection Agency in Ghostbusters. So that pretty much makes him a Trump appointee.
That's right.
In that way. So yeah, so that's what I got.
That's more than I have. More than I have. I made no lists. I made no thoughts about what sort of topics we could do, although that's a good one. Timely.
Well, we still have to do our Beatles episode at some point.
I know. A lot of it is, I want to watch the anthology first. Mm-hmm. And it's not like, it's, again, like, just days go by and you, like you said, there are a million things you could and should watch, but you end up watching, mm-hmm. you know, The Office. or you know, one of your things that you put on when you get home, and I just end up watching YouTube and listening to podcasts and shit like that, and I don't, you know, you don't, but you know, whatever.
Yeah. Man. Like I said, I was listening on the way here to the Look Who's Talking To, How Did This Get Made podcast, and oh my god, it's a good one.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to that.
It's such a good one. Cuz it's Paul has always seen the movies. Always.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, most of them he went to the theater because as June and, Mandzukas often point out, he had the saddest childhood ever, apparently. Even though it doesn't seem like he does, but he just tells stories in there like, Jesus, Paul, listen to what you're saying.
Yeah, and he saw it in the theater as a child, whereas... Yeah.
Which he saw Look Who's Talking To in the theater as a child.
Of course.
And Mandzukas and June are both like, I've never seen any of these. What is... And they ended up making like 3 or 4 of those, if I remember correctly. It's like, I think they did like 1 or 2 straight to video.
It was 4 more than necessary. It is funny, we were talking about that before we started, that like, not, you know, in the 80s it was like, yeah, Talking Baby. But it, like, that, now looking back at that, looks, it's just so dumb. What a dumb idea for a movie.
Jesus Christ, I just got a note from my sister. Did you know Mom is having knee reconstruction surgery on the 29th?
Thanks a lot, Jane.
Damn it, Mom. No. No, wait, I did not know.
The 29th is tomorrow.
No, wait, no, of October. Of
October, okay.
And, of course, I'm going to be in fucking Texas. Damn it, Mom.
Right.
Shake my fist at you, Mother. Shake it.
Oh, I'm so happy the fucking Saints have kicked 4 field goals today. God, I've got Saints everywhere, and none of them are scoring, and the guy that I'm playing against has the Saints kicker, who has 14 points. Kickers should be abolished. I don't like kickers in fantasy football. I think it's stupid. Do we have anything else? How long have we been talking?
That's all I have this week. Yeah, we've still been going an hour and 20 minutes. That's good for us having pretty much nothing to talk about.
Agreed. Another successful Stephen King September.
Yeah, this one was terrible. Yeah, I think I watched about 10 movies.
Oh, thank goodness, Alvin. Thank you.
And didn't read any books.
Yeah.
At all.
That's about right.
Yeah. No, it was... I'm terribly disappointed in myself, but then again, I worked like 70 hours last week, and I worked like 60 the week before, and about 60 the week before that.
We can...
I am on empty.
There's nothing that says we can't do Stephen King September and October.
No, because I've got other movies in October. I've got other things to take care of, man.
Okay, fine.
And we still have to do our Beatles episode.
That's true. All right, sorry. Sorry, Mr. Stephen King.
Yeah, I think he'll be okay without us talking about
it. But you know
what? He has probably like 7 podcasts devoted to him constantly.
But you know what? He's definitely not going to retweet you for David Harbour.
Not now. No, he'd be like, I thought you liked me.
That's out the fucking window.
I thought you liked me, Dan, but no.
It would be awesome if you got a DM that was like, I had my finger over the retweet thing as I was listening to your episode, and then you didn't talk about me at all this month, so fuck you, dude. Actually, that would be frameable. Frameworthy.
I would print that out on, like, super special paper, like 18 by 24 size. Oh, I did frame my Gaslight Anthem show poster this week.
Oh, yeah?
That was a big deal.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That is a big deal.
It just made me more mad that I'd never got one of the Pearl Jam ones.
Yeah.
But, oh well.
That is true.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god, I'm in trouble in a lot of places.
How's our head-to-head going before we log off?
Probably not great.
Because I'm sure the fans are dying to know.
I am up 99. Yeah,
you're still
going
to... Jesus, though. I'm projected to 137 to 1. If Keenum blows... I mean, he's only projected for 19, so he could blow up.
Oh yeah.
Against Kansas City, he could very well blow up. Freeman, I've got a lot riding on that game.
Taylor Gabriel was huge for you.
I've got 3 players all involved in Monday night. So it's coming down to Monday night. Ooh, look at my defense. Look at how well it's doing.
Was the Vikings the other night.
1 point.
556 yards.
Yeah! But hey, they got that sack.
They did get that sack. Alright, that's enough, I guess. Yeah. I don't remember how it was closing the show. It was something like "See you next week" or something, right?
Yeah, it was pretty creative. Or,
yeah, it was. It was way out there. Okay.
Don't know.